providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back after the top of the hour news break. We are continuing our discussion about how much the government, how much the internet, et cetera, can really influence on thinking and how strongly they can influence it. Going to shake it up a little bit this time. Jim is going to handle the questions. I'm going to be chatting, obviously, with Dr. Huber, myself, and Chris Temple. Jimmy, you're on.
So at the end of the last segment, we talked just a little bit about potential for regulation. We do know that there's recent reporting that a number of states have merged together to actually do an antitrust investigation against Google and Facebook. And the European Union and Ireland have had some significant fines against Google and Facebook for monopolies and controlling markets and their advertising revenues and pushing out other people. And I know that there's a movement right now in Congress, and there's more discussion. There's been quite a few hearings on influences with these companies, the monopolization. And Chris, what's your thoughts on what's happening there in the regulatory environment, what's happening with congressional investigations, and where we were going with that?
Well, Jim, you've got partisan views on both sides that are going after Facebook, Google, et cetera, for one reason or another. But one of the most interesting things I saw recently was when Sean Duffy, who is a congressman actually of where I'm at right now in Northwest Wisconsin, who sadly announced he has to resign in a couple of weeks for family reasons, he asked a question and made some points about Facebook and Libra, their new proposed currency and currency platform, that really was chilling. And what he did was to draw a parallel to what is going on in China. Now, we could spend days and days on how our vocabulary these days has been bastardized. Words that used to mean one thing mean something else. I, for example, am a huge advocate and have been for years of social credit, which historically has to me a certain meaning strictly in terms of currency. But it has come about to have a different meaning in China, where they look at your overall behavior as a consumer and citizen to decide how many freedoms you have. And Congressman Duffy alleged with Facebook that its platform could be used in much the same way. He even asked, you know, if you're a Facebook user and you decide that you want to, quote, bank with Facebook and use their Libra platform, especially if it really catches on and it's the newest big deal, like a PayPal or like some major new cryptocurrency, but you say something wrong that some people behind the scenes at Facebook don't like, does that mean that your rights as a consumer are now shut down? Are you going to be barred from using Libra? So this is a very insidious new ingredient in all of this, where we have this social credit as it's coming to be defined now, that is way beyond a fair currency that meets all people's needs and is something that, whether it's in China or whether here with Facebook or something else, is something that is very insidious and would control really more of our lives, including, you know, going down to the store and buying groceries. Your ability to do that if you express the views that are not allowable by the powers that be.
Which is exactly what's happening right now in China with right. their social credit score. And Dr. Huber, Chris mentioned the politics, and of course these companies have tremendous investments, and they are, you know, multi-billion, nearly trillion-dollar companies. They have tremendous influence and can buy. They buy lobbyists. They buy entire towns in some cases. Really, really have a tremendous amount of influence. And then at the same time, they're gathering this type of data. What are your thoughts on us as individuals and how we manage this type of a problem?
Well, it becomes very difficult. I mean, right now, I mean, look what they do in social media. If the people at Facebook don't like what you said, you go into what they call Facebook jail, and they shut your account down for so many hours or days. I lost my account from them last year for 60 days and, you know, never got a reason why, never got an explanation or anything. I ultimately had to start a whole new Facebook and start all over with that. And if my money was tied up in that, you don't think that would create a problem? I think the little people have a lot to lose, as much as they are, in my opinion, now brainwashed into believing that Facebook is only there for our good. The word of Google says that we should do this, and it's going to benefit us. It's like my dad used to tell me growing up, nobody from the government is actually here to help you. There's a process involved, and they're showing up because they think you're doing something wrong. And I think it's more insidious because they know everything you're doing. I mean, we talk about having normal conversations with people about a book, and all of a sudden you have an advertisement on Facebook for that. Your phone wasn't even turned on as far as you knew. And now you open up Facebook and there's an advertisement for a link that'll take you to that book so you can buy it. And it's happened to me numerous times, and with my partners at work, and we sat and had a lunch discussion with our phones in our pockets, and we get back in the vehicle to head back to the office, and everybody's social media has an advertisement for what we talked about. Pretty scary thing.
That is pretty frightening. And from a guy that comes from the world that actually takes a look I should warn all our listeners, your point should be taken very seriously. I'll say no more than that, but if you've got an electronic device anywhere near you, then you should always be concerned about that. The unfortunate thing is that we actually have to be worried about what we say today, and we will be exiled or be attacked by the Twitter mob, or potentially in time put into some sort of category where we have to be watched and ensure that we're doing something. Potentially with some of this legislation we're talking about with Second Amendment rights that the Congress is considering, and potentially the White House is considering, where people are designated a particular way based on their profiles in social media. That's pretty frightening stuff. Al, what are your thoughts on this, and how what do you think where we're heading?
Jim, I got to tell you, I brought this subject up because to me it's terrifying. You know, anytime you have mass control, where the rights of the individual, and I'm not talking necessarily from an ACLU standpoint, I'm talking about from a humanitarian standpoint. Any time when an individual really has to be careful about expressing whatever he wants to express, that means society has just gotten crazy, and it's a society, quite frankly, that I do not want to be a part of. Regulations are fine. The rules of golf are fine if you're playing golf. The rules of the road are fine if you're driving and where other people can be endangered. The rules of thinking are something that I think when society tries to engage with itself, with actual rules of what you can say and what you can't say, that's a society that I simply do not want to be a part of. And unfortunately, I have to tell you, with all of the conversations that I have with people on this subject, knowledgeable people who are involved in the computer industry right now, they all share exactly the same feelings that we have here. And I got to tell you guys out there, listeners better be really aware of the amount of control that social media has taken away from us.
Yeah, I think that Dr. Huber last week when we had this discussion talked a lot about the emotional and how people have responded and what we've seen. What I've seen, in fact, yesterday morning at a men's breakfast, people at the table just discussing some, general issues, and somebody brought up the departure of General Mattis, and there were a couple people at the table that immediately were defensive and stopped listening to any discussion. And actually, one of the gentlemen got up and walked away with no rational, there's no anger, no rational thought. And that, I believe, there's a lot of information that's being driven through these social media outlets, and of course, our larger media and general media outlets that maybe is incredibly negative.